U.S. wildlife protection groups had asked the Obama administration to reverse its recent decision to take the gray wolf in the western Great Lakes off the lists of endangered and threatened species. The Fish and Wildlife Service has now agreed to do so, saying additional study and public comment are required under federal law. The decision to put the wolves back on the protected lists pleases Howard Goldman. He's with the Humane Society of the United States.
Well, we believe it's a very good thing, first of all for the wolves, because it restores protections for the wolves. It gives fish and wildlife another opportunity to review the science and the biology and law to see if indeed they want to go ahead with any further delisting efforts.
Goldman says the federal government has now failed about a half dozen times to remove protections for the gray wolf. Because, Goldman argues, courts realize the gray wolf population across the U.S. has not recovered. In Wisconsin, the number of wolves is now almost double DNR population goals. So DNR spokesman Adam Collins is lukewarm about the federal government's new agreement.
We feel providing the opportunity for public comment, as the Fish and Wildlife Service is set to do, is appropriate. We certainly feel that it's clear the wolves have recovered in Wisconsin, and we need the flexibility to properly manage the population and address problem wolves preying on livestock and pets.
But for now in Wisconsin, killing wolves won't be an option. Trying to relocate them will be the plan. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.